It was wonderful when I was emailing Kate to sort of invite her and ask what she'd be speaking on. She said, I think we might use a bit of Nehemiah, but I think you did that last year, didn't you? And you'll remember, obviously, we did spend a while looking through Nehemiah. It was formed a part of our Renew, Restore, Rebuild. And I think even in the title of your talk today, it is about rebuilding, isn't it? So there we go. Kate, we'd love to welcome you up, and we'll pray for you, and then over to you. So, Father, we thank you for Kate. We thank you for the words that you have placed on her heart. We thank you for all that she does with Care for the Family. And we pray that you'd open our hearts, our ears, and our minds to hear from you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Great. Well, good morning, everybody. It is absolutely lovely to be here. Thank you so much, Tim, for the invitation to come and speak to you today. I'm really pleased to be here on this chilly morning, and thank you so much for your warm welcome. Everyone's been so kind and welcoming. So my name is Kate DeRue, and I work for Care for the Family as part of their community engagement team. And I've been involved with Care for the Family for about 10 years now. First of all, I was a volunteer with the charity, and I was running parenting courses in my community. And for the last 7 years or so, I've been on the staff team here. And my role involves representing the charity in London and going to talk to all sorts of people and organizations about our resources and our support. And so that can be churches or schools or prisons, all sorts of settings. And I've come up from Southwest London this morning, and I live there with my husband and my two teenage daughters, and I bring with me really warm greetings from all the team at Care for the Family, and also really grateful thanks for all your support of us as a charity, both prayerful and financial. So thank you, we really appreciate it. So Care for the Family is a Christian charity, and one of the books in the Bible that we love the most as an organization is the book of Nehemiah. And that's because we often take inspiration from that amazing story about Nehemiah's vision to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem for the work that we do at Care for the Family. And so I was really interested to read on the website and hear from Tim that you'd also spent some time in the book of Nehemiah, because it is a fantastic story and there's some great themes in that book, aren't there? And the passage that we heard this morning is the start of that amazing story. So we hear that the walls of Jerusalem have broken down, and Nehemiah is overcome with sadness about that, and he has a vision to see the walls rebuilt. And after taking time to pray, he takes action and he enlists lots of people in Jerusalem to help him with the rebuilding task. Now, the city walls were really important. It was a disaster that they had broken down because of what they represented. The city walls gave identity. They provided a place of safety and security. They protected a place of relationship, and they provided community. And of course, the disrepair of the city walls wasn't news, because they'd been in disrepair for about 150 years. So everyone knew it. But it's as if a light bulb goes on in Nehemiah's brain. And in his heart, he just knows that he has to do something about these broken walls. And so he has this vision to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and once again provide that place of safety for the people. And the vision leads him to act. And in fact, in 52 days, we find out later, he achieves what hasn't been done for about 1.5 centuries. Now, the family today provides the same things that the city walls gave to Jerusalem. They give that sense of identity, a place of safety and security, a place of relationship and a sense of community. Family is really important, whatever its shape or size. From the beginning, God's purpose is that each of us is nurtured in a family. Families where we learn to give and receive love. Families where our character is shaped. Family is where we learn our values, But in the same way that the walls of Jerusalem had broken down, we're all too aware that the walls around family life in our nation and in our communities are in disrepair too. Many people are growing up today without that sense of security, safety, relationship, and support that family can provide. And you don't need to look too hard to find a variety of quite alarming statistics about family. It's more likely that a teenager sitting their GCSEs has a smartphone than has a father that they live with. Almost a quarter of families with dependent children are single-parent families. And in the wake of the pandemic, one in six children are likely to have a mental health problem, which is five children in every class of 30. Family breakdown has been estimated to cost society a staggering £50 billion a year, which is more than the defence budget. And while it's hard to grasp the enormity of that figure, it pales into insignificance against the human cost and the emotional toll, which is something that we see every day in the work that we do at Care for the Family. But enough of all the depressing statistics. I want to move on to something more positive. That is what prompted our founder, Rob Parsons, to set up Care for the Family almost 35 years ago. Rob used to work as a lawyer in family law, and all too often, he used to see the fallout of family breakdown. He had a vision to start a charity which would help families to put down strong roots, to encourage them in the good times, and to stand them with them in the tough times. So Care for the Family's vision is to rebuild the walls around family life and to provide that place of safety, just like the walls of Jerusalem provided. And that work feels more important than ever post-pandemic, what with the huge rise in the mental health crisis and also now these additional pressures on family life because of the cost of living crisis. If you could just pop the next slide up, thanks, Luke. So the head office is in Newport in South Wales. That's where most of our staff team are based. And we have regional offices in Birmingham and Edinburgh and Belfast. And the charity has over 80 members of staff. And our mission is really simple. We want to strengthen and support family life. Our work is motivated by Christian compassion, but our resources and our support is available to everyone of any faith or none. And we know that families come in all shapes and sizes, just as I'm sure that all sorts of families will be represented here today. We want to be accessible to all families, whatever their shape. And our vision as a charity is that every family will have somewhere to turn to for support, both in the good times and also when family life is challenging. So we have three main areas of work at Care for the Family, if we can see the next slide. So these are the three areas of work that we do. We have our couple support, which is providing relationship support for every season in a relationship. We have our parent support, which is to really help parents to not just survive, but to thrive. And we have bereavement support, which is help for those who are hurting. And across each of these areas, Care for the Family provides a range of support and services, including articles, books, podcasts, activity holidays for single-parent families, a telephone support service, courses, training, online events, evening events that tour various locations around the country that I believe some of you might have attended in the past. And I'll tell you a bit more about some of these resources in a minute. But first, technology willing, we're going to watch a short video clip about the work of Care for the Family.
Some time ago, my wife Diane and I went to a reclamation yard. You know the kind of place, they're all fire grates there and slates and tiles off roofs and concrete statues from gardens. And Diane was pretty interested, but to be honest, I was getting bored. Until suddenly we turn a corner and there are hundreds of front doorsome houses there. Big doors and small doors and red doors and blue doors and a door from what looked like a castle. And then suddenly I saw a door with a key in it. And I couldn't help but think, what stories could those doors tell? What family life had gone on behind those doors? And over the years of care for the family, we've gone behind those doors and often found families in times of incredible joy, but as well, times of incredible difficulty. And we tried to stand by them with whatever they were going through behind their front door. And of course, those tough times are devastating. They're devastating for adults, but even more so for the children. And of course, those tough times hit every home. And that's why in 1988, we began Care for the Family. Sure, we want to help families in crisis, but as well, we wanted to build strength into families in the good times so they could face those storms if and when they came. And so down all those years, we've touched the lives of hundreds of thousands of families, bringing support, encouragement, and perhaps above all, hope. When Care for the Family began, I could have never imagined the hundreds of thousands of families we'd have the privilege of supporting. And sometimes I let my mind roll down the years and think of all the projects we've been involved in. And when I do that, time and time again, I realize we couldn't have done any of it without the faithful support, month by month, of our partners. And all over our nation today, behind front doors, those family lives are going on, and some of them are tough. And together we can touch those lives, we can go behind those front doors and bring that hope. We can do so much more together than apart.
So Rob says that we can do so much more together. Nehemiah didn't try and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem on his own. He enlisted the help of others, and they all joined in. Everyone rebuilt different sections of the wall. Everyone just rebuilt where they were. And in the same way, if Care for the Family's vision is to become a reality, and if every family is to have somewhere to turn to, then we need others to join in with the work. We can't do it all as a staff team, and we can't do it all even with the help of our amazing volunteers. So we see the church as key partners in delivering our resources, in running our courses, in signposting to our support services, in spreading the word about our events, in joining our volunteer networks. And we're really passionate about equipping those who are working with or supporting families. So as well as saying to you today that we're here for you, I'd also like to invite you to get involved with the rebuilding work. And just as everyone had a part to play in rebuilding Jerusalem's walls, each one of us can play a vital part in rebuilding the walls of family life in our community. Often the repair work isn't difficult. It can be close to home. And often it's the really simple things that make a big difference. So on the next slide, I've just highlighted a few areas of work that we do, some of the different resources we have, and I'll just talk a bit about them now. And if anything is helpful to you, then that is great, and I'd love to speak to you about it after the service. But have a think as well as you hear about the different areas of work about someone that you know who might benefit from any of these resources. So some of you may have attended one of our on-tour evening events, which travel to different parts of the UK. I know that we had an event called Mum's Night Out in St. Albans in May last year, and then we also had Rob's event, The Heart of Communication, in October. And then some of you may have gone to A Mind of Their Own, which came to Milton Keynes. Did anyone attend any of those events? I know that Tim did, Amanda did, yeah. Brilliant, brilliant. So, yeah, that's a large part of what we do. And A Mind of Their Own is coming back to Northampton at the end of March, which is a fantastic event that helps parents and carers to see how they can build their children's emotional well-being. And it's based on the book by the same name by our UK director, Catherine Hill. And it's really helpful, especially in the current climate. So if you're available, do come and join us at A Mind of Their Own at the end of March. Or maybe you have friends who live near Northampton who would find that helpful. The pandemic's also pushed us to create a lot more digital content, which has been great because it's extended our reach. And we now have lots of brilliant online events as well as in-person events. And we also have great podcasts online. So that's great because you can check those out from the comfort of your own sofa. Or, you know, why not make an evening of it? You can stream them in church to a group of people. And there are online events that would be great for your men's breakfasts and your ladies' breakfasts that you can use. And one to look out for couples is the second episode of our fantastic Date Night in a Box event, which has a choice of dates in May, June, and July. So you might need to have a look at that. You get sent a lovely box full of snacks and goodies in the post, and then you log on your chosen date, and you have a date night with your partner on your sofa watching the event, and there's some really fun content there as well. There are podcasts that you can access free of charge for couples and for parents. And some of you will know that we have a podcast series, especially called, especially for dads, which is called The Dad Cave, which Tim actually appeared on as a guest last year. Big clap to Tim. That's richly deserved. Every episode, we speak about a different topic that's relevant. And Tim was amazing and bravely shared his story. And I think that's kind of one of the key tenets of our work at Care for the Family, is that idea of sharing our story, sharing our struggles, so that other people know that they're not alone and they're not the only one going through that. That's a really powerful thing to do. There are loads of great books and leaflets on all sorts of family-related topics. I've brought some of them with me, and I've got a little table of resources outside, so do come and have a look at them afterwards. The leaflets are fantastic to display in church or in the community, in schools, in libraries. They help all kinds of families to find support, and most of them are available free of charge. You just need to ring us up and let us know what you'd like, and we'll send them to you. So do let us know if you'd like copies. Then we have some fantastic specialist support available. We have free befriending networks and support days for parents of children with additional needs, for bereaved parents, and for those who've been widowed young. So if that is any of you here today, then do take advantage of that support. We would love to support you. Or perhaps you know somebody in that situation who would benefit from somebody walking that journey with them. So do take a leaflet today and pass it on to them and let them know that that support is available. We've got a fantastic support service called Careline, which is perhaps similar to your Sunflower helpline that I think you have. It's a confidential telephone, listening, signposting, and support service, which is run by trained counsellors. It's not actually a counselling service, but it's run by people who are trained to listen and support and signpost you on to help. So any adult in the UK can phone that Careline number and access support. So again, do think, you know, if you know someone who could benefit with a confidential listening ear, do let them know about the care line. We've got some great marriage and parenting courses and sessions. I think we all know that relationships need a bit of an MOT every now and then, just like our cars. They need a regular checkup to kind of keep them healthy. And children certainly don't come with instruction manuals, or that's been my experience anyway. So, you know, perhaps a group from church would like to get together and try out one of the ready-to-run courses, which you can access free of charge. You don't need to be trained to run them. They're video-based, and it comes with the group leader guide and the parent notes, so they're very easy to run and very kind of impactful, but also lighthearted at the same time. There's Parent Talk, which has 6 sessions on parenting, or we've got things like Left to Their Own Devices, which is a one-off session all about how to handle parenting in a world full of screens. And then we have a new fantastic video-based resource called A Mind of Their Own, which is based on the book and the event by Catherine Hill. So yes, do check those out. You can download them or stream them from our website free of charge. Or why not tell your children's school about them? Or maybe the community hub next door. Perhaps they would like to use those resources with the families that they support. We would love them to hear about Care for the Families resources. I've been running the courses in my community for almost 10 years, and they are absolutely fantastic. And in the autumn, I actually ran a parenting course in my local prison for the first time, which was an amazing experience. But that's a whole other story that I'll have to tell you about over lunch afterwards. There's training available if you want to take advantage of that, to help you support others. For example, one that I would highly recommend is our bereavement care awareness training. It's a short one-off session that would help you to support bereaved people, and it runs as an online session. You can look on the website, and you can pick a date and a time that suits you, and then just book on. I think it's free of charge, so it's something we'd love you to take advantage of if that would be helpful. And then just lastly, we have faith-based resources as well. So all the resources I've just mentioned are not explicitly Christian, because we want them to be really widely accessible to people of all faiths or none. Having said that, we do believe the Bible is deeply ingrained in our resources. It's just we don't mention God so that we can reach people in various different settings. But we do also have a number of resources that are faith-based, which are specifically aimed at churches and those who share our Christian faith. You may have heard of our initiative called the Kitchen Table Project, which has its own separate website apart from Care for the Family. And that is a fantastic project which supports Christian parents to nurture their children's faith just through simple things in the everyday. So that is a fantastic thing to look at, and there's a separate website that you can check out full of great practical ideas. So that's a bit of a whistle-stop tour of some of our resources. Do come and have a look at them on the table at the back after the service, and feel free to ask me about anything. And there are plenty more things that we do as well. So if there's something that you're looking for specifically, then do ask me and I'll see what we might have to help you. Just moving to the next slide. Another really important way that you can join in with the work of rebuilding the walls around family life is by praying for the work of Care for the Family. And I know that as a church you have been faithfully doing that, and we so appreciate it. As the slide says, prayer underpins everything that we do at Care for the Family. And every month we publish a prayer diary on our website in the Faith in the Family section. And one of the noteworthy characteristics of Nehemiah is that he frequently prays. I think already in the short passage that we read from the book, we saw that he stopped twice to pray before he took action. And we want to be the same. We want to have God right at the very heart of everything, and prayer at the heart of Care for the Family, just supporting everything that we do. And the next slide, please, Luke. So as a charity, we are committed to carrying on supporting families in these challenging times, and we are incredibly grateful for the financial support that we receive from churches like this one. And over the past 30 years, we have had virtually no government funding. The vast majority of our funding actually comes from individuals who give a small amount or a large amount every month, and we call them our partners. Our partners are literally our lifeblood at Care for the Family. We couldn't exist without them. So I would like to end my talk today by asking you, would you consider helping us to strengthen life, family life, by becoming a partner of Care for the Family and giving us a little money every month? Even a small monthly amount can make a massive difference to our work supporting families. It can be difficult talking about money to people, but we always say, if we can't ask the people who we meet face to face, then who can we ask? So for over 30 years since we began, we've asked congregations such as this and audiences at our events if they would consider becoming a partner of Care for the Family. We also say, if you see any resources that we have that would help you in your family life, but you can't afford them at the moment, then please drop us a line and we would love to send you a copy of anything we have free of charge. Now, some of you today may already be Care for the Family partners, and we are so grateful for your support. But costs do go up as well. And so I wonder if you would consider increasing that little bit today, just to help us continue in the vital work. If you're able to do that, then we would love to send you a special partner pack, which you can see on the screen today. It's full of fantastic resources to help you or someone you know in their family life. And it contains the book, A Mind of Their Own, which is what I've mentioned already. It's all about how parents and carers can support their children's emotional well-being, and of course, our own well-being as well. It contains Let Me Tell You a Story, which is a collection of Rob Parsons' best stories from over the years. The Wisdom House, which is a lovely hardback book by Rob Parsons. The Kickstarter Pack, which contains the first session of 8 of our video-based courses, which you can watch yourself or you could work through with a group. And lastly, it has a book called If You Forget Everything Else, Remember This About Marriage, which is a book by Catherine Hill. So if you are able to partner with us, you just need to turn to the back of the Care for the Family leaflet that you were given on your way in and fill in the orange tear-off form that's folded into the back of the leaflet, and then bring it to me after the service. There's a light orange form if you're a new partner, and there's a darker orange form if you're already a partner of Care for the Family. And it doesn't matter if you can't remember all your details right now, just fill in what you can. And we promise that whatever you give, whether large or small, we will use it to strengthen family life. So back to Nehemiah to finish. Nehemiah recognized that the work in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem was extensive. But with God's help and with everybody playing their part, the work was completed. And so it is with our work at Care for the Family. Perhaps the walls around family life won't be completely rebuilt, but they will be stronger, they will offer more protection, and there will be a greater sense of hope. If we can help you in any way in your family life, then we are here for you. And if you can join us in the rebuilding, then we would love your help. Thank you so much, and I really look forward to chatting with you after the service.